Welcome to the Georgia Today podcast. Here, we bring you the latest reports from the GPB newsroom. On today's episode, Alpharetta gets a step closer to hosting a professional hockey team. Decatur tallies up FIFA WatchFest attendance numbers. And Republican Senate candidate Mike Collins tells veterans he's working on helping treat PTSD.
I've been helping push that with the psychedelics, with Ibogaine, and making sure that we can do clinical trials for our veterans to help them.
Today is Tuesday, August 25th. I'm Peter Biello, and this is Georgia Today.
Bittersweet memories, that's all I am taking with me.
Dolly Parton passed away in her home in Nashville today. She's being remembered as more than just a legendary country singer. She's a philanthropist, a literacy advocate, a champion of vaccines, and so much more to so many people. Let's hear from one of those people now. Chuck Reese is editor of Salvation South magazine and host of the Salvation South podcast on GPB. Chuck, welcome to the program. Always happy to talk to you, but sorry to have to talk to you under these circumstances.
It is very sad because I believe that Dolly Parton represented the South at its very best. She was such a sparkling and wonderful and hope-giving expression of what this region could be at its best.
Talk a little bit more about her approach to humanity. She was loved by millions. Her openness seems to have struck a chord with you.
Oh, absolutely. We were very fortunate that Holly Gleason, who is much revered and who's contributed to so many music magazines and other publications over the years, Holly interviewed Dolly exclusively for us. And we were so fortunate to have that. And one of the things that Ms. Parton told Holly Gleason is this, and I quote, "I don't think it should matter what color your skin is, what your religion is, whether you're a woman or a man or transgender. If you've got something to offer, you should be loved. You should just be accepted for who you are and for what you're doing."
Your smile is like a breath of spring. Your voice is soft like summer rain, and I cannot compete with you, Jolene.
She was a champion of literacy, sending millions of books to children who may not have been able to afford them. As someone who loves words, you may have really appreciated that effort.
Yes. And, you know, it's interesting because we have so many young Southerners who've contributed their work, their poetry, their essays, what have you, to Salvation South over the years. And you would be amazed at how many conversations I've had with people who tell me that some of the first books that they ever owned were sent to them thanks to Dolly Parton's Imagination Library program, which put books in the hands first of kids all over the South and eventually into the hands of kids all over the world.
Here you come again. Just when
Dolly came to Atlanta and played a 500-seat nightclub called the Great Southeast Musical. I was 16 years old, but I was lucky enough that after I bought a ticket and drove down from Ellijay to Atlanta to see this show, and I got to see Dolly, I mean, literally from 10 feet away from her. And her performance was amazing. She was a consummate musician. I mean, her guitar picking and her banjo picking were incredible. And just the lyrics of her songs were so poignant. They expressed what so many people who grew up, you know, in rural areas of the South feel about their upbringing, about how you can be poor economically, but rich in spirit. Her song "Coat of Many Colors" was a beautiful expression of that.
My coat of many colors that my mama made for me.
Salvation South editor Chuck Reese, thank you so much for speaking with me about the life and legacy of Dolly Parton. Really appreciate it.
I'm happy to do it. We'll all miss her. So with patches on my britches and holes in both my shoes.
Republican Senate candidate Mike Collins campaigned to veterans in Acworth yesterday. GPB's Sarah Callis reports.
Collins pledged to continue to support veterans if elected to the U.S. Senate and pointed to past legislation he sponsored to help veteran access to mental health services.
We have to improve our health care for our veterans, especially on things like PTSD. Yeah. We've got Morgan Luttrell up. I've been helping push that with the psychedelics, with Ibogaine, and making sure that we can do clinical trials for our veterans to help them.
Senator John Ossoff, the incumbent in the race, has sponsored legislation while in the Senate to address veteran homelessness, housing, and supportive services. For GPB News, I'm Sarah Callis in Acworth.
An audio recording shared by the Atlanta Journal-Constitution appears to show Republican gubernatorial candidate Rick Jackson suggesting to a supporter the National Guard could be deployed during the election. A spokesperson for the Jackson campaign told GPB News that Jackson did not suggest National Guard should be deployed to polling places and that he trusts Governor Kemp to run secure elections. Meanwhile, a spokesperson for Kemp's office said that they will approach the November election the same way they have in the past. A spokesperson for Keisha Lance Bottoms slammed Jackson and said that Bottoms will defend the right to free elections and stand up to any attempt to make it harder to vote. Governor Brian Kemp and First Lady Marti Kemp said yesterday they are leading an economic development mission this week to Chile and Peru. The governor and First Lady will meet with companies that already have a presence in Georgia, as well as high-ranking government officials in both countries. The governor's office says Georgia exports to Chile and Peru combined total nearly $1 billion in 2025. The city of Alpharetta has cleared a major hurdle for a proposed redevelopment of North Point Mall that could bring an NHL team to the city. The city council voted 4-3 yesterday to rezone the nearly 100-acre property. The plan calls for demolishing most of the mall and replacing it with a mixed-use entertainment district centered around a 20,000-seat arena. But Councilman Douglas DeRito voted against the plan, arguing the city shouldn't hinge the mall's future on landing a hockey team.
And to contingent approval of this magnitude on outsourcing the zoning decision to an unrelated third party. I don't know if it meets the Georgia code on the zoning procedures. I don't know if it meets the anti-gratuity clause of the Georgia Constitution.
The full development can only move forward if the NFL awards a franchise to Alpharetta. The city has given developers 5 years to land a team. Voters in Georgia's 13th congressional district are choosing who will fill the late Congressman David Scott's seat until January. Marcy Scott, Scott's daughter, and former school board chair Everton Blair are on the ballot. The two candidates advanced to a runoff after receiving the most votes during the July 28th special election. Since neither candidate is running in the general election this year, they will only fill the remainder of the term. Voters in the 13th district have been without representation in Congress since Scott's death on April 22nd. The city of Decatur says 170,000 visitors celebrated the FIFA World Cup this year at Decatur Watch Fest. The city reported yesterday about 5,500 people visited daily, with nearly 11,000 on peak days. Attendees took in 72 World Cup matches in just over a month of operation. In sports, the Atlanta Braves open a 3-game series against the Los Angeles Dodgers tonight at Truist Park. Bryce Elder of the Braves will get the start against Tyler Glasnow. The Braves remain on top of the NL East, with the Phillies closing in at just 3.5 games behind. Los Angeles leads the NL West with a much more comfortable 9.5-game lead over the Padres. First pitch is scheduled for 7:15. And in basketball, Angel Reese of the Atlanta Dream rebounded her way into the record books not once but twice last night. She set a WNBA record with 26 rebounds in the Dream's 78-71 win yesterday over the Los Angeles Sparks. The previous WNBA record was 24 rebounds set in 2003. She secured her WNBA leading 27th double-double of the season on a basket with 13.9 seconds left in the game. And that is a wrap on this edition of Georgia Today. If you want to learn more about any of these stories, go to gpb.org/news. That's where we're always posting new headlines as well, so check them out. And if you haven't subscribed to the podcast, do it now. It'll keep us current in your podcast feed. And your feedback is welcome, of course. Any improvements we can make to this podcast, any story ideas, things that are going on in your community that we should know about, please let us know. Our email address is georgiatoday@gpb.org. I'm Peter Biello. Thanks again for listening. We will see you tomorrow.